Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Nun Ches, and we just read the Mishnah in Zayin and Mebeis. Today she is sponsored, L'zecha Nishmas, L'ili Nishmas, Chana Bas Eliyahu. Chana Bas Eliyahu, sponsored by her son, Mr. Charles Mizels. We thank you for the sponsorship, one of our listeners, but L'ili Nishmas, Chana Bas Eliyahu, whose yard site is today. Okay, we are on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We just read the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discussed the three times midrabanan that Chazal said that one must be ma'aser their animals. Shalosh granos l'maisa behema, three times. This is, of course, midrabanan, midaraisa. There is no time period. All there is the idea that Chazal darshin that one has to do it each year. Each year, one is not allowed to be ma'aser minachadash alayashav minayashav alachadash. One has to put them in the same group, all the animals born in each year, one has to be ma'aser altogether. What is the cutoff of the year? So that was the second discussion in the Mishnah. And the first half was what exactly were the time periods midrabanan that Chazal said that one has to be ma'aser. And the second part of the Mishnah is what's Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema. Rabbi Meir said that the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behema. Ben Az, I was not sure. It was the first day of Elul, first day of Tishrei. So the Ben Azai says the ones born in Elul have to be misaser by themselves, misaser bifnei atzmam. And the Grunos, the final halacha of the Mishnah, told us that even though Chazal were misakin the three times, three Grunos, that does not create a hefsek for the no ladim. Yes, it's Chadash and Yashan when it comes to the year, the real year, but when it comes to the Grunos, all it means is, as the Mishnah ended off saying, once the Goren comes, then they shouldn't shech. That was the Takana that Chazal said that once the Goren comes, one should be ma'aser their animals altogether. So you shouldn't shech it and eat it without being ma'aser. If you did, it's okay. If you did, it's okay. It's not going to affect your eating. We said at the end of the shiur yesterday that we'd start off with the Meromei Sada today. The Meromei Sada, the Netziv, in his commentary here, says, Nireh, the kolze there, when do I say that if the time came and you shechted it, it's okay, your pot, you're allowed to eat it, it's not affected. Nireh, the kolze there, kolzman shelo yatza b'minyan. As long as you didn't start counting yet through the gate, one, two, three, if you didn't start yet, so then we said, okay, Chazal said, you're supposed to do it now, and if you did it, it's okay. B'diyevet. Aval, shehischil limnos, the yatzah. But once you started counting the animals, one, two, three, the animals that didn't go through yet really have the status of tevel. Havi tevel, which we're going to have that lashon today, but it's even stronger, says the Netziv, v'aser lishchot achi yitzi ha'asiri. And it's aser to shech until the tevel goes out. Ela she'eno tevel shehei chayev misa. But it's not tevel that one is chayev misa for, but it is considered tevel nonetheless. V'raya lazeh, and what's the raya? He quotes from Miseches Bamitzia, which Beis Hashem will have later today, Vavim Abeis, regarding Sveikos, where the Gemara says, Niyasir Mimanavshach, why doesn't the Gemara say, in the case of Safik Bechar, you know, you might as well be Maser, a case where somebody who went through already jumped back in. So the Gemara there discussed Safik. So the Gemara says, V'ilav bar chiyuvahu nifta b'minyan haroi. He brings a raya without going into it. So he says, Elavade from that Gemara, Ihaya Maaser, Haveyotzim Asiri, Mishav Tevel Ashiyaser, Fachulu. Okay, whatever the raya is, but nobody else says it. The Netziv's unique Chiddush, that something changes once I start counting, once I start putting them through the gate, through the fence, so that changes the halacha somewhat. Number one. The other point to mention is the Rambam. I didn't bring it today. I brought it yesterday. The Rambam, you can look at the Rambam's psak in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey in Maseches Bechoros related to tziruf of before and after Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam paskins bidi eved. If you did chadash and yashan, you're not supposed to, but bidi eved is considered meiser. The evidence called Meiser, even though what it's supposed to do in a chadash al yashan could be different than Meiser Dagan. Meiser Dagan, which if one does in a chadash al yashan, it could be that it's no effect. But by animals, it does have an effect, bidi evin. Okay, says the Gemara. My shnot plus. So why is it that Chazal enacted these three granos? Why these three times of year? And there was a machlokas, if you remember, three shitas in the Mishnah. what exactly are the times of year? So remember the Mishnah, there are two discussions. Number one, had three shitas, one of the granos, and then we had a machlokes, what is Rosh Hashanah? So why dafka three times? So Amar Rabba Bar Sheila, l'kavel churfi v'afli v'kaiti, is parallel to the three times of year that animals have babies. Churfi, the early ones, afli, the late ones, and kaiti, the summer ones. So parallel to these times, Chazal said, okay, at these times, gather them up, and be ma'aser. Umayshna bahani zimni. Fine, it's parallel to the three times, but why exactly did Chazal pick these dates? These dates, for example, the Tanakhama said, pros, which we're going to see in the Gemara, means about 2 weeks, 15 days before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Or Rabbi Ben Azai says, a few different zmanim, so why dafka these times? So, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Bered Rabbi Chia, Ishkvar Akko, Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Rabbi Chia, from Akko, Kidei Shadehei Behema Mitsuya Oli Regalim. Chazal Dafka enacted because they want animals to be ready for the Oli Regalim. You know, a lot of people need a lot of meat. Imagine millions of Jews in Yerushalayim. They're going to need a lot of food. So they don't want to run out. So the Chazal enacted that all Maisa Behema should happen just a couple of days or a couple of weeks before Yantif so that there would be enough for everyone in Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara, the Avagav Ditznan, how is this really going to help? How is this really going to help? The Avagav Ditznan, Achelo Higiyah, Hagorin, Mutulim, Karvalishchot, didn't the Mishnah say, though, that these are grunos midirabanan? Midirabanan, once these times come, then you're not allowed to shech until you're ma'aser. But before these times come, you can shech however you want. It's pretty clear in the Rambam. It's interesting, if you think about the mitzvah of Ma'aser Behema, I don't, midaraisa, I could eat all the animals I want. Whenever I have 10 and I decide to put them through the fence, the 10th one goes for a carbon. For me. But it's all mine. It belongs to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael eats all of it, except for the Zrikas Adam, and the Chelal that's burned on the Mizbeach. But, Me'ikir Hadin, one doesn't have to, I can eat all my animals. Let's say I have 12 animals, and I ate 3 of them. Okay, so there's no mitzvah anymore. There's no chiv, it disappears. Because I only have 9. If I would have done the mitzvah, okay, I have to put myself into the situation of the mitzvah. Chazal said, though, that at 3 times of year, you have to stop, you have to count up your animals, and you have to be ma'aser. So ask the Gemara, this is meant to try to provide animals for the Oli Regalim, but a person can eat all the animals before Yantif comes anyway. It's only once this Goren comes, then Chazal said, you're not allowed to eat unless you shech. So that's what the Mishnah Gemara says. Even though we learned, but before the Goren comes, you're allowed to sell, you're allowed to shech. Nichalei delisat, or nichalei la'inish delisat in mitzvah b'mamone. People want to do mitzvahs. People want to do mitzvahs. That's the nature of a Jew. People want to do mitzvahs with their property. And therefore, if they know that Chazal enacted that you should do it now, you should do be ma'aser now, they will wait. And v'hadol l'zim aleichol, they'll wait and be ma'aser, and then they'll sell it and eat it. So that's why we assume that it is okay, and there will be this takana is effective in applying for the ole regalim. Okay, a couple of points related to the concept of nichalei l'inish zav mitzvah mamone. The Gemara comes, this concept comes up in Bava Metzia. Those of you remember Eila Metzias discusses the principle of Nichalei La'inish, the Levin Mitzvah B'mamone. The Gemara talks about, the Mishnah says, what is one supposed to do if one finds a lost item? And in order for the lost item to not lose value, I have to use it every so often. Maybe it was a type of scroll that would get dusty, that would get moldy, unless it's opened up every so often. So as the Gemara talks about, if you find svarim, you have to read them this amount. And if you find clothing, you have to do this. And the Gemara talks all about different items that one has found. So what happens about a Sefer Torah? Omar Mar, Hashoel or Sheila, Hashoel Sefer Torah Mechadero, Harize Lo Yeshi Lenu La'acher. The Gemara says, if I borrow a Sefer Torah, I can't re-lend it out to somebody else. My Arya Sefer Torah, Afilu Kol Milinami, I applies to every item. Why Dafka Sefer Torah, do we say is Asur? The Gemara says, no, Sefer Torah is a Chiddush. Ma'u detema, you might have thought, Nichalela Inish, Delesev, and Mitzvah B'mamone. You might think, like our Gemara says, a person would want mitzvahs to be done with their property. So therefore, if I borrowed a Sefer Torah, you'd want me to lend it out. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. So what's the Kamash Malan? We know that is a principle. So what is the Kamashwa on? So the Ritva there says, that there are some exceptions to the rule. But Pirish Kamashbalan Dibelha Kiban Diika Kpeda Lakilkol Hasefer Lo Nichale. Because you're right, Nichale Lainish, as long as I don't lose. If I don't lose something, then you could use my property to do a mitzvah. But where there's a chshash hefsid, da hayatzas char befsedo, ki hayomo machar lo yelo sefer bevalilmon, avo bemigi deleka shum chshash kilko. But only where there's a case, there's no issue of a worsening, vada yachol lishol shalomidas bailim. Surely you could be shol shalomidas, lemevin mitzvah. Kigon, says the Ritva, im matzah talis o tfilin shel chaveiro bebeis akneses. If I can't find my tefillin or talis, and I find somebody else in the shul, says the Ritva, Rashoi lahanichan sham, ulachzir lam komam, you could use them and put them back in the place where you found them. V'lo chashiv gazlan, kishashol shalom idaz bailam. And you're not called a gazlan, that is the Ritva, and that is the shita of various Rishonim as well, and that is in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Yud Dalid, Oz Dalid, Mutter litol talis chaveiro ulevarech aleha. You just got to fold it in the same way that you found it. That is the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, the Huadin Tfilin. Same thing with Tfilin. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Tfilin. The Shulchan Aruch just says Sissis. And the our Talis, the Rama adds Tfilin. Aval Aser Lilmod Misvarim Shulchaveiro Belo Daito Chashinan Shema Yikra Osambali Mudo. You can't borrow somebody's Svarim because they might rip. And it's very hard to get Svarim once they rip. The Mishnah Berurah says, Bezman Azeh, where it's easy to get Svarim. So maybe even Svarim would be no different than Talis and Tefillin. Siz Eliezer has a tshuva where he talks about, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch leaves out Tefillin, one baibi b'chalik between Talis and Tefillin. By Talis, somebody borrows a Talis, so then what's the downside? You folded it a little differently when you put it back? Okay, but tefillin is a little more serious. Because, number one, tefillin, some people are makpid, first the small issues. People are makpid how they're put back, are they put back tied up, people are more makpid about their tefillin. Number two, it goes on the body itself. So it's more of a sweat issue. A talus goes over your clothes, okay, it goes on your head a little bit, but it's really, tefillin is wrapped on your arm. People might be more makpid about that. Number three, what usually happens, says the Tzitz Eliezer, if somebody wears your tefillin and they have a bigger head than you, when you get it back, it's a little stretched out, and it doesn't fit your head perfectly. Then you have to try to worry to find somebody who knows how to undo and do the knot of the Shel Rosh, which the Gemara said earlier we had in Chulin, that's the siman of a Talmud Chacham, somebody knows about how to tie the Kesher Shel tefillin. But the Tzitz Eliezer says it could be that tefillin is a little more serious in terms of borrowing than a talus. But again, this is the discussion in the Ritva related to of it in Nichol Elinish, the Levin Mitzvah b'Mamone. One other point, one other Rambam I wanted to mention. There's a Rambam that the Chassam Sofer quotes. The Chassam Sofer quotes. Says the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Nachlos, second to last halacha, Yud Aleph, Mishinish Tate. Ocean is charish. Somebody becomes a shota. Somebody loses their mind or becomes a deaf mute. Bezdin poskin alav stakim hayaroi. Bezdin, whatever it's staka that's appropriate for this person to give, Bezdin takes the staka on his behalf. So the Rambam says. Says the Kesef Mishnah. How is Bezdin allowed to do this? And he says, the Efsha Lomar, Shetam Rabbeinu Mishum, de Mistama, kol Adam Nichale Lamevit Staka mi Mamone. Mistama, people want to do Staka with their Mamon. The Gamki Mamonu Shal Adam Mishubid, Lasos mi Menut Staka. Also, a person's Staka is Mishubid to giving Staka. It's as if Halacha puts a lien on it. Ukishahalach Lamedinas Hayam, Ein Poskin. If you go over the sea, Bezdin doesn't go take Staka, why? Mipnei Shehu Oset Staka B'chamakam Shehu. Maybe he's giving stock over there. But here, if you're here, you're just not here, right? Shota v'nischare, or nischareish, so then the Rambam says that Bezdin can give stock up for you. If you look in the second shuva of the Chassam Sofer, Arachayim Simin Beis, he talks about Argamara, and he talks about this Rambam, because remember that the Ritva that we saw and other sources that we saw say that you don't say Nichol Elenish if somebody's going to lose something. You don't say that, like we said by the case of the Sefer Torah. So here he's obviously going to lose, right? You're giving staka from his property. So how do you say that he's gonna, right, he says, Shehik Shahavi Hefsid Maruba, Vagam Shalomi Daito. So says the Chassam Sofer, you have to look carefully in the language of the Chassam Sofer. What we just read, Nichle Le'inish to Levit Mitzvah B'Mamone, he doesn't say that. Nichle Le'inish to Levit Stucka B'Mamone. He changes it, it's a different principle. Obviously, Nichle Le'inish to Levit Mitzvah B'Mamone, there's a limit of Hefsid. But Nichle Le'inish to Levit Stucka B'Mamone, so that, it's stuck inherently is different. What does the Gemara say at the end of Shabbos? Stuck a tassel mimavis. And a low rach mimavis, a mimisa mishuna, the story of Rabbi Akiva's daughter of the night after she got married, and she puts her pin in the wall. She wakes up the next morning, and it was a snake that she had killed. And the Rabbi Akiva says, did you do anything yesterday? Yeah, I did a chesed. I gave my meal from the wedding to an ani. He says, oh, stuck a tassel mimavis. Right, that's the as he says. Stuck up people are more flexible in terms of that. V'ksiv b'chanuni nabazos umutu l'nasas b'akadosh baruch hu v'yafilu inom ar badam acher mikomakom efshar avonosav harabim garmin lachriya hakaf mikomakom ishin ishtate v'ein lo chait machriya al kalpanim yogein alav stuck up imamono v'achyehu avo b'ishin mitzuba v'yose mikomakom imamono magin alav v'avikilu kanu lo sam chayim l'refoso. It's as if you got unbelievable. This is medicine. This is his medicine, says the Chassam Sofer. Zeo kavanat akasa mishnah lefi anias daiti. Anyway, nichali leinish to levit staka b'mamone. That is the language of the kasa mishnah. Okay, we continue. We continue a little bit more, and then it's an important ta'ara that we'll have in a minute again. Let's just finish the section. Says the Gemara, v'yamai kari legoren. So why? These three times that Chazal were misakin, why are they called a goren? Goren means a granary, means a storage house. So says the Gemara, ditavla kegoren. Wow. It's tevel like a goren. On a drabanan level, Chazal said, don't shecht and eat once these times come until you're maaser. Just like as if it was tevel and you have to take off chumas and maasers before you partake of the grain. It's not really like tevel because there's no chiyuv misa, it's all derabanan, but it's as if the tavla kigoren. The kama pras, how much is pras? What does the Mishnah mean by pras? Pirish of Yosi Barab Yehuda ain't pras, pachos b'tesav yom. Pras means 15 days. So what's the language of pras? My mashva. How do you get that from the word pras? Amarevo, pros, palga. Pros means half. So it's half. Palga de mai, palga de Hilchos Pesach. It's half of the time that you're supposed to be studying Hilchos Pesach before Yantif. So, titzkiya de tanya, like we learned in Ebraisa, in Psachim, in Megillah. De tanya, sholin v'darshin, Hilchos Pesach, chod nevezah shloshim yom. So you know you got to start learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the first page of Hilchos Purim. That's the next Yantav coming up. That one is supposed to start learning. There's a king to start learning Hilchos Pesach at the Purim Suda, be Yom HaPurim, because that's 30 days before. So half of that time is 15 days, and that's why it's a Goren for, that's what's called a pros before Pesach. That's the first Goren. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Shtei Shabbosos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's really 2 weeks. Right, the source for that is quoted there in Maseches Pesachim. But that is, we generally assume, like the Tanakama, Sholem Vadarshan, 30 days before. We discussed, we've had shiurim about this in the past, that there's really a stira between two Gemaras. One Gemara says, right, this Gemara, Psachim, and it's really a Tosefta in Megillah, Sholem Vadarshan, 30 days. But if you look at the last four lines of Maseches Megillah, the last four lines of the entire Masechta, the Gemara says there that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakein to be Osik B'inyonu Shal Yom Bayom. Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Atzeres B'Atzeres. So ask all the Achronim, even some of the Rishonim, how do you put it together? Is it 30 days before or is it the day of? Which is it? So the Ran, in Psachim, says that really it's Hilchas Chag B'Chag. The real din is the day of. But what's 30 days? That just means that the Ran says we know there are halachas in general in Hilchas Talmud Torah that if two people come to ask a Rebbe a question at the same time, which question does the Rebbe answer first? So if one of them is more osik bin yano shoyom, he answer that one first. If it's on the day before Tisha B'Av and somebody comes to ask about Tisha B'Av and somebody comes to ask about Yom Kippur, you ask the Tisha B'Av, answer the Tisha B'Av question first because that's in yano shoyom. So says the Ran, that's the only nafkamina that if two people before Pesach come to ask questions, one is about Pesach. One is about something else. He answers the Pesach question first. That's called Shoel Ke'inyan. That is the Ran. So the Ran takes the entire teeth out of the Gemara of Shaolin Vidarshin, Shloshim Yom Lefnei. Rov Rishonim and the Beis Yosef do not accept this Ron, because the Gemara learns halachos from this, Shaolin Vidarshin. In first Parakim Psachim, the Gemara says, when can you assume that there's a Cheskas Baduk on a house? If you rent a house, or when can you, when does your chiyuv to do bedika start? Let's say I'm leaving my house, I'm not going to come back before Pesach. So how long before Pesach, what happens if I have a summer home? And I leave the summer home in the summer. Do I have to do bedika if I'm not going to be back before Pesach? The halacha is no. But when is it that if I leave my house, let's say I'm going away for Pesach, and I leave my house 4 days before Pesach, do I have to do bedika? The answer is yes. How do you know? What's the cutoff? 30 days. What's 30 days? Shalom v'darshim, shloshim yom, lefnei achag. According to the Ron, that's not a meaningful halacha. That just means shoal ke'inyan. According to the Gemara, we see, no, that it's something substantive. 30 days before is a time period. You can even say that in our Gemara. It's a time period, and half that time period. Well, it's only a time period for shoal ke'inyan. So it's a little more difficult. So most assume that there is something more positive than the Ron says about the shoal ke'inyan. So some say the difference is between halacha and agada. Halacha, you have to do 30 days before. You got to know the halachas before Pesach. For all the holidays, you have to know the halachas. Bashekin, on the day of, that's Haggadah. That's when you get the messages of the Chag. Right, so that is one answer. Another answer given is maybe there's a difference between Pesach and other Yom Tovim. Pesach, you got to start 30 days before. Or some put it as Pesach and Sukkot versus Shavuos. That's the Vilna Gaon. Right? Because Shavuos doesn't have, so Shloshim Yom is Pesach and Sukkot. Mashiachim, when it comes to Shavuos, then that one doesn't need. What about Hanukkah? What about Purim? That's an interesting discussion on a Drabbanan level. Do we say that one needs Shloshim Yom regarding other area, regarding the other Yom Tovim? Maybe it means a Yachid versus a Tzibur. Right, that the Tzibur has to start beforehand, but the Yachid doesn't. Okay. Either way, these are all different shitas related to Shaolin Vidarshim, Shloshim Yom, Lifnei HaChag. Okay, we continue, and that's where the Lashon of Pros comes from. Says the Gemara, Ben Azai Omer by the two dots, B'choftes Pa'adar Ba'al Ben Yisun. So Ben Azai argues, I'm sorry, yeah, Ben Azai argues on the Tanakhama. He says that really it's the 29th day of Adar, which is only about 2 weeks before Pesach. It could overlap depending on the calendar. But Aleph Nisan Sivan, that's where he argues. It's only a week before Shavuos, not 2 weeks before. So, B'maikim, if you what's the machlokas? Rabbi Akiva ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Adar Hasamuch Lenisan, Zimnim Mali Vizimnim Chaser. The Adar, that's before Nisan, sometimes it's 29 days, sometimes it's 30 days. Zimnim de Mikla B'yom Lamid, sometimes 15 days before will fall out on day 30 of Adar. V'zimnin demikla b'chavtes. And sometimes it'll fall out on day 29, depending on how many days Adar had. U'mishim hachi lo kaviyah leizman. That's why in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva did not want to say a certain time, because it could fall out on different days. And therefore, he just says 15 days before. U'ben azay sover, no. Adar asamach l'nisan la'olam chaser. Adar before Nisan always has 29 days. And therefore, it'll always fall out the same day. Hilka kaviyah leizman v'chavtes pa'adar. That's why he says chavtes adar. Sometimes he'll be agreeing with the Tanakhama, Rabbi Akiva, and sometimes not. Be'echad b'sivan. On the first day of Sivan, why does he say that? I did lo nefishi, because there aren't so many animals at that time. Remember, the previous Goren was right before Pesach. So now it's only a couple weeks later, before Shavuos. So if you make the Goren 2 weeks before Shavuos, then they might run out of animals by that time. So that is why it's better to do it closer to Shavuos. I did the Lona Fishi, since there aren't so many animals. E Amrit Liktim Laaser. If you say to do it so much earlier, Adamati Regal Shamiluhu. By the time the Yontif comes, it will be finished. And therefore, you cannot do it so early, so that's why Ben Azai pushes it a little later. A little more, let's continue. Before I get back, again, there's something from up above, but I'm just first going to finish. B'chavtes ba'av v'chulu. So we have the third shita of when the grunos are. Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon said the first of Nisan, Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon omrim, be'echad b'nisan, be'echad b'sivan, b'chavtes be'elul. First of Nisan, first of Sivan, and 29th of Elul. So the Gemara says, Ben Azai l'taimei. I'm sorry, that was the Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon. Now we're going to the second half of the Mishnah. Now we're going into the Rosh Chodesh. B'chavtes pa'av. So Ben Azai l'taimei. I'm sorry. We're still in the first half. So Ben Azai, the time made the Amar Ha'alulim is Azai Bifnei Atzman. Ben Azai, with time made to what Ben Azai says in the second half of the Mishnah, that he's not sure when Rosh Hashanah is, and therefore he says the Elulim, the animals born in Elul, are Mis'asar by themselves. That is also why here in the Reisha, he says that the Goren is on the 29th day of Av. Because he says the Elul ones are by themselves. That's why he says 29th day of Av here. V'lasrin of Yom Lamed, why not the 30th day of Av? Why the 29th day of Av? So Zimnin, demachasun leila Av. No, because sometimes Av will be chaser, so after 29 will come the first day of Elul, ubi'ina lemevet akir, b'chadish v'yashan. And you want to have a hecker. It might be this day, the 30th day of Av, might really turn into the first day of Elul. And I said, says Ben Azai, that Elul babies have to be misaser separately, because you're not sure if Elul goes with the previous year and the following year. So it's going to be confusing if the Goren is on the first day, on the 30th day of Av, because that might really turn into the first day of Elul in some years. So it's better to be safe, 29th day of Av, all animals born up until that day, that's the Goren. That's why you keep Elul separately. It's more like a Gzera. You don't want to, I mean, within a Dindra Rabbanan, we want to keep Elul separate.
All the babies that are born right at the end of Av, less than the required 8 days old.
The babies that are born, good question. What about, this? That relates to Mechusar Zman. So you're right, the babies born at the end of Av, according to the Shittas, that Mechusar Zman is not Nichnas, you'd have to wait. But the... I'm saying when you have your Goren, when you get all your animals, the Miser act doesn't have to be done in Av. It's just the babies have to be done separately. All these Av babies, maybe you'll have to wait a week in order for it to become 8 days old, but then they would go with the group from before. They wouldn't be able to go with the El. You wouldn't have to do the act of Miser beforehand. That's how you just calculate, which group the babies go in. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Be'echad b'nisa, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Omrim, Be'echad b'nisa, Be'echad Sivan. Good, right now we're on the last Shita. The last Shita says, the third Shita in the Mishnah has other dates. So Be'echad b'nisan, they say, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon say the first of Nisan, why? Reb Shimon Gamliel, Damar be'shabasos. They hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel in terms of what the time for preparation for Pesach, and they say that's exactly the time for Maaser Behema. They don't have, Rashi explains, they don't have the Misora of Pros. No Pros! No, you just do this whole amount of time before Pesach, which they hold is 2 weeks. Be'echad b'sivan, kidda amran. First of Sivan, as we said, because you don't need, you want to do it closer, because you don't have so many animals. Be'chavtes be'elol. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Taimayu, Damrina, Becha, Betishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Lamaisa, Behema. We're going to have it a couple of lines that they hold the first of Tishrei. Like our Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, Lamaisa, Behema. So that's why the Goren can be the 29th day of Elul. The Lama, Amru, Bechavtes, Be'el, Velo, Amru, Becha, Betishrei. They said Aleph of the other, the first of the other month, so why don't they say the first day of Tishrei here? Mebreshu, Yantif, Echulu. As the Mishnah said, because it's a Yantif, and you can't be Ma'aser on Yantif, as we said, because of the painting. V'tepeglei, what do you have to say, the reason because you can't be Ma'aser on Yantif? Why don't you say similar to the Ben Azai reason that we just said a few lines ago? V'tepeglei divino lemevet hakeira b'chadash v'yashan. The last day of Elul might turn into the first day of Tishrei, and that's why. Just like Ben Azai said, you do the 29th of Av, so too maybe that's why they do the 29th of Elul. So Gemara says, you're right. Chada v'od kamar. It's really two reasons. Chada d'bina l'mevet akeira b'chadash v'yashan. Number one, that you want to have a hecker of chadash and yashan, and therefore you don't want to have a go-run on a day that could switch into the following year. The date might switch. It could be too confusing. So that's why you have the 29th day v'od. And number two, v'pneshu yantif v'ef shala aser b'yantif mishum sakarta. And therefore you can't be mazer on yantif because of sakarta, which means the stick that's going to paint it red. We discussed the past couple weeks on Shabbos, the malacha of tzoveya. So would this be a malacha d'oraisa? You're not so interested in the red color, you're interested in what the red color symbolizes to you. Right, we discussed, if somebody has to check, the postman discussed, somebody has to check their urine on Shabbos, in terms of, or on Yontif. Somebody is diabetic, check the sugar level. So the post can discuss, is that a daraisa or is that a drabanan? If somebody needs it, obviously it's akana safashas, therefore you have to do it. But if it's drabanan, it's already a little more flexible. So there, does somebody and the stick changes colors based on the levels. So is that a daraisa? It's soveya. But the Tzitz Eliezer writes in a Shuvah that you're not so interested in the color itself. You're interested in what the color symbolizes. So therefore, maybe that's not soveya. That's not dumya de mishkan. So similarly here, the Gemara says sakarta. It's the paint. You can't do it on yatif. At least it's derabanan. But the question is: does this prove that it's daraisa? It's daraisa. It sounds like it's daraisa. It doesn't sound like it's a chashash derabanan of soveya. Either way, that is the Gemara. Two reasons why it will be usur to do on yatif.
Seems to imply that you actually, it's not only just that you separate, but you actually do the maisa of sending them through on that.
You do the mice of sending them through, but that maybe you could do without any malacha. Just having them go through. What malacha is it? Maybe you're touching them, muksa, balechaim or muksa.
No,
I'm
saying, but going back to the question that I had before about the ones that are mechusas man, here's
the you would actually do it. The gar, that's if you would do the gar. I mean, you can do it. I don't think you have to. You would do the gar, meaning you're not allowed to eat before you do the gar. So you'd want to do the gar as soon as you can. But let's say it's born 10 minutes before the end of the day. It doesn't mean that that animal's out. You can do it. It's just that right now you cannot eat any of the av animals before you do the gorin. But you can do the gorin tomorrow if you ran out of time. But still, the animals that you would use is today's animals and before. Period. Continuing. Rabbi Meir Omer be'echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema benazai Omer v'chulu. So the second half of the Mishnah now. Machlokas. When is Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema? So Rabbi Meir says on the first day of Elul. Benazai says I'm not sure. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Omer ben Azai, ho il vahalalu omrim kach, vahalalu omrim kach. If you look over there in Rosh Hashanah, there are different days, since they're both opinions. Rabbi Meir says that the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, like it's quoted here, say the first day of Tishrei. So I don't know who to follow, says ben Azai. I don't know what to do. Elul ve'elul zirvelikim chayim. Ho vahalalu omrim kach, vahalalu omrim kach. So, do it separately. Benazai is like, I'm not sure who to follow, so they get their own Meiser group. Says the Gemara, V'lechzi taimi demand de mistaver. What do you mean he doesn't know who to follow? Which logic does he like more? Figure out their svaras. Which logic does he like more? And then follow that one. Even if you want to say, Benazai wasn't that sharp. It wasn't that sharp. He couldn't figure out what the svaras were. That can't be. But Hatanya, the Brisa says, Benazai Omer. Benazai says, Kol Chachmei Yisrael Domen Alai Keklipas Hashom. Benazai says, all the rabbis of Israel are, like to me, like the skin of a garlic. Like Klipas Hashom. Skin of a garlic. The outside of a garlic. Meaning, he's not saying this out of Gaiva. He's just commenting and complimenting the following person. Except for this bald one, you know, everybody else I could match up to. He's basically giving a compliment to this kireach. So you see, we'll see who the kireach is in a minute, but you see from there that he was very smart. So how can you say he couldn't figure out their svaras, and therefore he had to be machmer like both of them? Of course he could figure out their svaras. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. If it was based on svara, he could figure it out. But here it was based on a Mesora. And you can't choose the Mesora. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipi HaShmua Amrua. They had a Shmua. They each had a Mesora. Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. They each had a Mesora going back to Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the last Nevi'im. And therefore he couldn't choose. What does it mean going back to Chagai Zechariah Malachi? So if you look in the Rashi Ksav Yad. Rashi Ksav Yad, five lines from the bottom. Rashi Ksav Yad says, Kul mipi chaga zechariah malachi, ukitvar nevuahu. Wow. It was like a nevuah. Velo nikar tam hagalui. And it wasn't nikar, the tam that was galui, right? It was just it was like a nevuah. Right, so this Rashi in the Ksav Yad is discussed in the context of nevuah. You're not a paskin based on nevuah? We know you're not a paskin based on nevuah. What's Rashi Ksav Yad talking about? If you look in Tosfos, bottom Tosfos, V'pi Chagas HaMalachi, Pirsha Kuntres, V'kivan de Nevuahu, Ki Hilchas HaBalot Taimahi. Interesting, he quotes the Rashi Ksav Yad. That's the Rashi that Tosfos had, at least here. V'leka Malek Ali De Tam, Ezaman Iker. V'lo Hayo Haska Nevuah, says Tosfos, what is Rashi bringing in Nevuah for? De Ein Navi, Rashi L'chadish Shev Me'ata. A Navi can't tell you Halacha. Navi can't be Mechadish anything. Elo Hayo Lomar, Hilchas HaGemirla. He should have said it was a Mesora. Going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So I don't know why it tells us that Rashi brings in Nevuah here. Right? This is discussed, we've discussed this many times in the past. The Maritz Chayis in Brachas, Daf Gimel, talking about the case where he met Eliyahu HaNavi in the Chorva. I learned three things from there, and Maritz Chayis there says, as he does in his in other svarim. How is he allowed to paskin based on Eliyahu HaNavi? So there are various answers given by the Achronim. When is this allowed? The Maritz Chayis, there he says it a little bit in Brachas Daf Gimel, but he also writes in his Sefer, Torah HaNaviim. Two volumes called Kisvei Maritz Chayis. So one of the articles there is called Torah HaNaviim, and he has one chapter there called Birur Eliyahu. Birur Eliyahu. What is Eliyahu allowed to tell us about? So he goes through there that Eliyahu HaNavi is only allowed to tell you the unanswerables. The unanswerables. If there's a suffix that will never come to be known. If there's a Shiloh that you're not sure, you're trying to figure out the answer, Eliyahu HaNavi can't tell you that. Figure it out yourself. If it's unanswerable, the tekus, unanswerable, right? Or, yeah, the bishop says about Metziah, yehe munach hachayav Eliyahu, because you're not sure whose it is. So, by an unanswerable Eliyahu HaNavi's allowed to say. So here, it's an unanswerable, right? There are two Mesorahs going back to Chagas Chaim Malachi. So that's never going to be answered. So those types of questions, it doesn't matter how hard I work, so Eliyahu HaNavi's allowed to tell me that. But all by the shaylas that have to do with lumdis, have to do with svara, that you're not allowed to rely on Eliyahu. That's one answer. The other answer given by some Achronim is that Eliyahu HaNavi lomes. Eliyahu is different. That's why we've said in the past it's teku and not meku. It's tishbi yitari. It's not Moshe yitari. Why Eliyahu HaNavi didn't die. So Eliyahu HaNavi is different than the others. He, if he's talking b'toras nevuah, that's a problem. But if he's talking b'toras chachma, we can trust Eliyahu HaNavi. So sometimes when Eliyahu HaNavi is involved in certain Gemaras, it is as a Chacham and not as a Navi, and therefore it would be okay. Okay, this also relates to how the Urim Tumim helps us. Isn't that B'derek Nevuah and others? Maybe that's not Halacha. Okay, these are all some of the issues that are brought up by the Navi. The other point to mention is the first line. He says, Benazai says, all rabbis are like Shum except for this Kireach. So 2 points. Why Shum? Why garlic? Why dafka garlic out of all of the... and also, who's the Kireach? So let's do that first. The Kireach. So Rashi says the Kireach is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is known as the Kireach. And that's why all over Shas, when it says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, it's talking about the son of Rabbi Akiva. That's Rashi Shita here. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha means the son of Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos cannot fathom that. What kind of insult is the Gemara calling? The Baldy? That's Rabbi Akiva? We're calling him Baldy? Throughout Shas, what you can't call him Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha? Says Tosfos, Vakasha, Mistani lelahaski Rabbi Akiva b'shmo, shemaskira loshen genai. Come on, how can you say that? Baldy is an insult. So Tosfos says, only at the end of Tosfos goes, no, either, this first answer doesn't really help because it's a different Tana. Maybe Karcha is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right, the Yerushalmi calls him Kireach, which is interesting that he was the one that grew the beard overnight. Right, and he's the Kireach one. Or it's just another Shem Adam, another person, Rabbeinu Tam says. Either way, that is a discussion of who Kireach is. Let's skip the garlic for now, but just one final Ha'ara, and that is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz discusses that there is a... And now we'll move on. In Sichas Musar, he talks about that the Gemara elsewhere, the Gemara in Chul and Ayin Aleph, we had... Chaval al Ben Azai shelo shimesh as Rabbi Yishmael. Gemara says it's woe to Ben Azai that he wasn't mishamish Rabbi Yishmael. Chaval hefs Rashi says there hefsid v'chavalahi ba'olam Talmud vasik kamosi ani Ben Azai shelo shimasis Rabbi Yishmael. Ben Azai was very upset that he wasn't mishamish Rabbi Yishmael. He asked Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, but he was greater than Rabbi Yishmael. He only Rabbi Akiva was greater than him. We learned in our Gemara only Rabbi Akiva. He says you see that ezvo chacham aloi mikaladam. The world is a different place. Because one Talmud Chacham didn't learn from another Talmud Chacham. Even if the other Talmud Chacham wasn't as great as him. Every little bit of learning from anybody is crucial, and we have to make sure, that's what he talks about in that Maimar, we have to make sure that we take advantage of everything that we can. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we will continue. Tanya says the Braisa, Be'ezet Tzad, Amar Ben Azai Elul Mis'azan La'asman. So what exactly does Ben Azai mean that the Elul babies are Mis'azan by themselves? No, de lo hei ba'ave hei be'elul, ein mistarfin. He says, if you have five born in Av, five born in Elul, then I'm its tarif. Hei be'elul ve'hei be'shishre, ein mistarfin. Then I'm its tarif, because the five Eluls are thy themselves. Hei be'tishre ve'hei ba'av, if you have five in Tishre and five in the following Av, mistarfin is the same year, so they can be mistarif. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious. The Gemara says, no. Malatema ki heche de mifsiki shanim, mifsiki granos, kamash malah. No, you might say, just like years are mafsik, so to the granos, durabanan are mafsik, kamash malah. We don't say that, like the Mishnah says. Kiditznan, like the Mishnah said, chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah, chamisha lachar Rosh Hashanah, ein mitzarfin, because that's years. Chamisha lefnei agorin, chamisha lachar agorin, are ilum mitzarfin. Those can be mitzarif, because the gorin are mitzarif, leikuva. Period. Omar Rava. Says Rava, Ladivre, Ben Azai, according to Ben Azai, who says, Elulin are by themselves. Noldulo Chamisha Ba'av, Chamisha Ba'av, Chamisha Ba'Tishrei. What if you have five born in Av, Elul, and Tishrei, respectively? So then, Kotzin, Ladil, his Aser. So then you could put them together. Because Bimanavshach, the five middle ones, are Mitztarif with five, either the ones before or after. Elul isn't his own year. So therefore, they're mitzareif, and v'notel echem in ha'elulin, and you make sure you take one of the elo ones out, number 10, because those are the ones that are definitely mechuyev. The five outer ones from Av and Tishrei, those maybe are not mechuyev, but the elo ones are for sure mechuyev, so that's why you make sure to take one of the elulin out, number 10, v'ashar patur miman avshach. And the others are pater. Why? If Rosh Hashanah, if the first day of Elul is really the Rosh Hashanah, sent to Elul v'tishrei mitztarfin uda apaturin. Right in there, pater. V've'echad v'tishrei Rosh Hashanah, if the first day of Tishrei is really Rosh Hashanah, da'ave Elul mitztarfin v'tishrei biturin. So therefore, the rest of them, after you take one of the Elulin out, the others are pater. My amrit, letzarfa l'goran acher. What, you want to say that you could put them with another? Let's say these five born in Tishrei. But let's say you have five born in 2 months from now. You put them together. And I said, no, once they were in this count. So then they already have a suffix ptur. Maybe they're putter already. Maybe they've been counted, they've been included, and they weren't the ones that went out number 10. So I see Rivade, I'm Rahman of a low suffix. And therefore you can't do it again. That's not all. You can't double it up. Pshita, that's obvious. That's the, we know that halacha. Asiri vade no asiri safek. No, my time eligzer dilmasi the mishkami hanach kamash malon. You might say, the chiddush of the statement is that you might say, you cannot even put them in this goren, because gzera, you might come to take one from them. And not one from Elul. Kamash malon, you're allowed to do this. We're not worried about the mix up. Rashi and Tosfos here discuss, maybe the question that you're thinking about. Didn't we learn earlier, twice at least, that you're not allowed to set up which animal's gonna go out number 10? So what do you mean you'll take out one of the Elulin? You're not allowed to set it up? So Rashi says, maybe it's like Bidi'evid, what we're gonna see soon, that you're allowed to count without putting them through. You're allowed to count without, well, just if they're lying there, you're allowed to count, and Bidi'evid, you're supposed to put them through, but Bidi'evid, if they're just standing there, you're allowed to count without putting them through. Okay, that's Rashi. Tosa says, no, there's no Isser here. He refers to what he says earlier. The only Isser is making sure that you're not allowed to make a Balmum be the one that goes through. But if there's a Tzorech that you're trying to just do the mitzvah properly, then there's no Isser. That's not considered Lo Yevaker Beitov L'ra. That's not the problem here. And therefore, there wouldn't be an Isser of arranging it going through. That's Tosfos here, along with the Tzon Kachim in the Sifas Akenim. He's the one that explains Tosfos that way. Okay, period. So now we get to, how do I do the Maaser Behema? Here we go. Be'ezet San Ma'asrin, how do I do it? Kostin Ladir, I put them all in a pen. Ve'oselam Pesach Katan, I make a little Pesach. Kadei Shelo Yishnayim, Yichon Latzis Ka'achas. So two cannot go out at once. Umonin, and I count. Alabez Gimel Dalet Hevav Zayin Ches Tes. Vahayotzi Asiri, Soker Besikra. And the one that goes out number 10, I mark with a staff, Vahomer, Hare, Zeh, Maisa. And I say, so I do a Maisa and Dibur. And that's Makdish it. Lo Sakru Besikra, Vloman and Beshevet. Let's say I didn't. Let's say it's all in my mind. Right, I didn't count them with a stick. I didn't, color it. Or, Oshaman and Revutzin or Omdin, what we just referred to, or I counted them while they were lying down, or while they're standing, I didn't put them through the fence, Hare Elum is Astrid, Bidi'evid, that works. As long as I counted, and I got to number 10. Hayulo Mea Benatal Asara, what if I didn't count at all? I know I have 100 animals, and I just took 10. I didn't do a minion, I just took 10%. Va'asar Benatal Echad, or I have 10, I took 1, Einza Meiser. Tanakama says, that's not Meiser. Meiser Meiser has to be the tenth. Not 10. The 10th. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meiser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's also Meiser, even if you didn't do it. Period. Next line we could spend many hours on. Kavetz Echem and Amenuyin Latochan Ari Elu Peturin. If one of the ones that were counted already, let's say number 4, jumped back over the fence, and now it's mixed up into the ones that weren't counted yet, Hare Elu Peturin. You have 1,000 sheep. that you're putting through the fence. Number four jumps back into the thousands, into 996. And now you have no idea. They got mixed in. They're all putter. They're all putter. You can't obviously do that on purpose. But if it jumps back in, they're all putter. Finish for a second. Min ha-mu'usarin l'tochan. Kulan, what if one of the ones that were already labeled as miser jumps back in? So that's worse. Now each one of them is a safek karban. Min ha-mu'usarin l'tochan, kulam yirach yistavu. All of them have to graze until they get a mum. Ve'ye'achlu b'mum on l'bailam. And then they can be eaten by their bailam. The huge discussion, maybe we'll start with more of this tomorrow. And that is Tosas about Metziyat Avavim Abeis. Where Tosas asks the obvious question, what about Bitul Baruch? Why are all thousand putter? What about Bitul Baruch? All the ideas of an animal not being butel and a birya not being butel and a bal chayin, all those are drabanan rules. On a daraisa level, it should be Bitul Baruch. So how do you say that they're all putter? That's Tosas Bam Kasha. All the action is Bamatsiya Davav. That's the action where a lot of this takes place. But Hashem, maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, getting into the concept of Bitul Baruch. Let's just do a little more, and then we'll continue. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Etzad Maaser. The Brisa says, how do you do Maaser? Kosen L'dir V'Oslam Beza Katan, Kadei Shelo Yushnaim Yechon L'Asis Ka'echad. As we said, so two can't go out at once. And then what also do you do? Imoseya Mibachutzeim Mibachutz. You put the mothers of the animal outside. The Hei Mibifnim, and these animals are inside. The Go. The Yotzel's the Gras Iman. They hear their mothers. That's what draws them out. That's what draws them out. Volefkinu Enu, why don't you actively put them through the fence? Ya'avorksev, they have to pass through. Velosha Ya'aviruhu, they can't be passed through by you. Velishde Luhu Yarka, Velifkulavase, so why don't you just throw some vegetables through the hole? That'll get them. What need the mothers for? Just throw some food. Amravuna, gzeir mishum lakuach mishum yasom. No, it's a gzeira. We know lakuach is putter, as we had earlier, if you buy an animal. Or a yasom, if it doesn't have a mother. So this is a gzeira. So you always use the mothers so that you don't come to use animals without a mother. Period. Tana Rabbanan, a little bit more. Kol sheyaver takas prat, letrefa sheina overis, takas lesheved. Any animal that passes through, excluding a trefa, which does not pass through. Mitzvah lemnosen besheved. It's a mitzvah to count them. Lo manan besheved, oshamanan revutzeno omdin minayin. If you didn't count them, but you didn't count them with a stick, or you didn't pass them through, you just counted them sitting or standing. How do you know that works too? Tamalomar ha asiri kodesh mikol makom. That's also the tenth. Ve'eli ela shekarashmo asiri, velo karashmo asiri minayin. How do I know, even if I didn't call it ten? Tanarab tamalomar yihi. Yeah, kodesh mikol makom. Period. Yachol hayulo me'avanot alasara asaravanot alachal yachol yumusara. You might think if you just take 10% without doing any minyan, it works. Tamalomar asiri ve'ez asiri. That's not tenth. That's just 10%. That's not going to work. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meiser. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said no. Even that would work. Period. We'll have to wait for his reason tomorrow why that would work. We'll also talk about the discussion of throwing the vegetable through. That is not allowed. Is that called forcing the animal through? If you train an animal, would that be ya'aviruhu? So that we'll also talk about it, but tomorrow, what is called your action, what's called the animal's action, along with the discussion of Bitul Baruch. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Mr. Chuck Mizels, Mr. Charles Mizels. We thank you for the sponsorship. L'zecher Nishmas, his mother, Chana Bas Eliyahu. The Neshama should have an Aliyah.